Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Lions of Lucerne by Brad Thor. Read by Armin Schulz.
Fawcett strode across the polished floor in his monogrammed Stubbs and Wooten opera slippers. "Senators," he said, "I'm so very pleased you could make it." The study was lined from floor to ceiling with beautiful leather-bound books, most of them first editions. The wooden floor was covered by a large oriental rug. The entire space was permeated with the smell of honey. Velvet draperies were drawn tight against the windows, obscuring from view the frigid waters of southern Wisconsin's famed Lake Geneva. The industrialists' eagerly awaited guests sat in two leather club chairs by the fire. Senator Russell Rolander was the first to stand.
"Donald, good to see you."
The senator stuck out his beefy paw and pumped Fawcett's hand. Rolander and Fawcett had been roommates together at the University of Illinois. Long known as one of Washington, D.C.'s biggest power brokers, Rolander was a ranking member of the U.S. Senate, held a coveted position on the Appropriations Committee, and owned a weekend home down the road from Fawcett's. Slower to rise and shake Fawcett's hand was New York Senator David Snyder. Snyder had scaled the rocky heights of the American political landscape by adhering to a simple mantra: do unto others before they do unto you. He was a master of dirt.